Proclamation number 1063 of 20th of August, 1939. Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Lord wants to inform you of an extremely important teaching which has so far been presented to you humans in a very distorted and therefore difficult to accept, but which is too serious to be completely disregarded. This applies both in an earthly as well as in a spiritual respect, for the predetermined course of earthly existence allows for a certain degree of maturity of the soul which, however, depends on the person's respective attitude towards this very teaching. Behold, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit is still something completely incomprehensible to people, and because they have not yet grasped the meaning of the words, they do not attach any significance to them either and therefore simply reject them, which is tremendously detrimental for the earthly child. For not only does he himself live in utter poverty of spirit, he also has no understanding for gifts of the spirit which are imparted to other people, and this is the reason why humanity does not recognize any visible manifestations of divine strength. Let the human being try to imagine how agonizing the state would be for him if he were unable to hold on to a thought. If only a thought always emerged in a flash, only to immediately disappear from his consciousness again. Man should try to realize that this mental activity must also be subject to a certain order in order to have purpose and benefit as such. And he will then realize that this thought is something that cannot be discarded at will. And again, it must be pointed out that no power is sent into the universe indiscriminately after all, but is channeled according to God's wise counsel to whether human beings will makes him suitable as an energy carrier to accept such power. And this power from God is his spirit, which pours out over people if only they are willing to serve as a vessel. And thus the outpouring of the Holy Spirit cannot be understood in any other way than that God imparts himself, i.e., his power, his spirit, unmeasured to those who want to receive it. Whoever requests the holiest from God, his spirit flowing from him, asks for it, proves himself worthy of it and is therefore ready to receive it, the holiest, the power from God, pours out on him. And thus this divine spirit organizes all thinking and feeling in the human being. The spirit of God guides the earthly child into the holy truth, into deepest knowledge. And the spirit of God proclaims itself through the mouth of man. The spirit in a willing earthly child is ready for every instruction. The spirit from God, which can now express itself through a human being, wants to proclaim everything to people and give them what is beneficial for their salvation. And this spirit from God must naturally also be able to accomplish things due to its perfection which are impossible for the human being as such. Thus, when the Spirit of God pours out over a person, there is no longer any question of natural speech, thought and action. The Divine Spirit directs the activity of thought, it directs the will to word and deed, and it works out of itself the most obvious signs of its divinity. And if you now consider that all of you who walk on earth are equally entitled to request the Spirit from God and that it would pour out upon everyone if you endeavor to be receptive, then you will realize how tremendously important the understanding of this process is and how little you make use of this grace you are all entitled to. How miserable you remain in spirit because you ignore the source of inestimable spiritual wealth and only allow your mental activity to become active to a very limited extent and even put up a defense when you are given the evidence that only the will to receive has to be practiced if a loving earthly child wants to receive an unimaginable wealth through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen.